The action is easy. Changing the way you see yourself so you can take the action will be more challenging.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
I don't care who you've been to this moment. You are not a bad person. And you can change the way you behave and the patterns of engagement, the way you react, the habits. You can change them to more consistently deliver behavior that is in line with what you want. And if I'm ever talking from experience, guys, this is one of the things I'm talking about. I was not a nice guy. And not, I wasn't directly evil, right? I didn't kill people. I wasn't like that kind of a drug dealer, but I was not a nice guy. I didn't care about anybody else. Nobody else mattered. What I needed in the moment was the only thing that mattered. Now, that was 22 years ago. And for those of you who care about this next part of the sentence, it took a shit ton of work and a lot of learning and a lot of humility, to recognize that I have to change and it's nobody else's job and nobody else can do it for me. I promise you, whatever you're going for in the end, whatever good person you're imagining in your head, and that'll change too, because you'll reach the next level of being good and then you'll see there's even better and even more and you'll keep adjusting. But I promise you, you have to leave this notion that you're going to be stuck. This is what I hate so much about once an addict, always an addict and all this bullshit. It's what I hate so much about it. It makes you think you're stuck as that person and that's like your base and you just have to move from there. I'm telling you, it's not true. You can become the next version of a caring, thoughtful, purposeful, and meaningful person. But the hardest work you're going to do is letting that thing go. Because if you're in a partnership right now and you're sitting next to a person who cares about you, I want to promise you the reason they're still in a relationship with you is because they don't see you that way. Because if they saw you that way, they'd be out that fucking door. And if that's hard to absorb, that's okay. But it's only hard to absorb because you don't see it yet. And if you have to use them as the guiding light, use what they see in you as at least a potential goal, that's all good. But you're not stuck in this place any more than alcohol forces itself down your throat, or any more than people make you steal money from others, or any more than, you know, when you see somebody who pisses you off, you just randomly have to punch them in the face. Like, none of those things are true. I'm not saying you can't be stuck in that mode right now, but the hardest challenge you'll have is not taking the action. I want to promise you, it's not, the action is easy. Changing the way you see yourself so you can take the action will be more challenging. The words, the actions, the behaviors we're trying to create here, not that difficult. It's recentering ourselves regularly and saying, okay, I screwed up. Owning up to it will show everybody I'm a good person versus owning up to it will prove to everybody that I'm a piece of shit still. I don't know a way to get out of shame that involves secrets. Everybody else might think you're doing better, but you'll know every single second of every hour of every day. You'll be like, God damn it, they think I'm doing better, but there's this little fucking thing right here. And if they knew it, they would walk out the door. And the only way to let that go is to say the words, to own up to it. That's the only way.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?